Now, when you're typing and you finish a sentence, do you space once or twice before starting the next one? People feel very strongly about it. We got over 60 comments on Facebook. You can check those out. The Two Space Camp says the extra gap makes the text easier to read. Among that crowd includes legal professionals who have to sift through long documents that are loaded with citations. But to quote a 19-year-old one spacer in the Wall Street Journal, two spaces look ridiculous. Our guest says this will likely get hashed out over the years ahead. You double spacers, and I used to be a pretty committed one, may not like what you're going to hear. Mignon Fogarty, a.k.a. Grammar Girl, is the founder of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. She's the author of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing and other books about grammar. Mignon, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me. What okay. you found oh, is not surprising. On your Facebook page, people have a surprising amount of passion about this topic.
Well, and you know, as public media journalists, we're very committed to transparency and openness. So I do have to ask you, are you a single or double spacer?
Oh, definitely a single spacer, even though I learned to type two spaces in typing class in high school. So I don't believe people who say they were taught and they just can't change.
Okay, because that is a big argument, right, that this is generational, that those of us that actually typed on typewriters in our beginning years of school, college, maybe even our careers, that was what we were told and, you know, by golly, we're going to stick with it. But there are people that have converted, whether willingly or not. So what do you attribute the passion to if this is not something that can't be unlearned? And we learn to do other things. So it seems like this is interesting that people get so riled up about it.
Right. Don't sell yourself short. You can change. It's a great question, though. And I actually don't know why people are so committed to whatever it is they do. I think, you know, I see this when I encounter people who've learned English as a second language, and they tend to be more rigid about the rules of English than native English speakers. I think that when we work hard to learn a rule or a rule of grammar, whether it's typing or grammar, that we feel more committed to it because we worked so hard to learn it. So, you know, maybe for people, if typing was difficult for them or they didn't enjoy typing class and had it drilled into their head to do it this way and only this way, they feel committed to that rule because it was such a chore to learn it. That's one theory.
So there are Facebook comments that we had. Janice says, my daughter proofreads a lot of things in her work. She says one of the biggest things she corrects is two spaces to one after the period. This makes more words per page and can ultimately save a little paper. I'm not sure that's that convincing to me, that a bunch of single spaces being taken out is going to make that much of a difference. But Leanne says one space, they don't teach two anymore, and it makes everything look disjointed. Plus, it leaves room for inconsistencies within the workplace. I think a lot of people would agree that consistency is important. Katina says, I used to do two because that's how I was taught on a typewriter. One day, a younger colleague explained it made me appear old. That stopped me. And Central Time producer Bill Martin said, I used to be a two-spacer just because that's how I was taught. Then the web editors at WPR told me to knock it off. It only took me a couple of days to break the habit. Now it annoys me when I see two spaces. So Bill being the example of, you know, the worst advocate is the recent convert. But there are reasons why we used to do two spaces after a period. What were those and why are those not useful anymore?
Yes, it's fascinating. Actually, if you look more than 100 years ago, there actually were three spaces after a period. Whoa. Was the norm. And then around the turn of the century, that's when it was three spaces. And then around 1925, the Chicago Manual of Style essentially said one and a half spaces. And then it was 1950, when Chicago said to use one space. So, and today, all the major style guides say to put one space after the period. So in a professional setting, anywhere that you're following, you know, a professional style, you really should only be putting one space after the period. So the style guides now sort of all agree, but, you know, but more than 100 years ago, it was even more complicated when people were doing, you know, typesetting with metal type. There were different amounts of space that they would put after different punctuation marks. So it was, I think, more after a semicolon than a comma. And it was very complex. And like many things, over time, as it became you know, more efficient. Things just got more standardized. So now it's just...
We'll have to leave it there, Mignon. Mignon Fogarty joined us to talk about two spaces or one after a period. Coming up, we'll talk about suffrage. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.